You ever imagined being a shepherd on that first Christmas night? You're out in the fields, and unless a moon was exposed and full, then it was dark. Pitch dark. You know, no street lights, no house lights, no car lights, no flashlights, maybe a firelight, maybe, depending on what time of night we're talking about. So you're a shepherd, and you're out in the field, and you're doing what you do every single night. You're doing what you do every single day. You're watching over the sheep. You're counting sheep. You're listening to sheep. When suddenly an angel appeared. A messenger of the Lord appears, cutting through the darkness, the pitch dark of night. An angel appeared, surrounded by the glory of the Lord. So now your pitch dark, same old night with the sheep is suddenly interrupted by a brighter than bright light, a blinding light surrounding a messenger with God's glory, the glory of God. Now, in the Bible, God's glory is his weightiness. It's his heaviness. It's his majesty, his splendor, his beauty. It's the majesty of the creator of heaven and earth. It's the splendor of the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-righteous, all-holy Lord of heaven and earth. It's the beauty of eternity. In the scriptures, God's glory is the revelation of his presence. So you better believe that those shepherds were afraid. Better believe that they were afraid. They were probably knocked off of their feet, falling on their faces, probably crying out or screaming, wondering if this was the end, or at least if it was their end. But the very first words of the angel offers assurance. The angel says, "Fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." The angel bears good news. Good news directly from God. Good news full of joy, filled with joy, that a Savior is born. One who would save has been born. One who would save from sin. One who would save from death. The Christ is born. The Messiah is born. The King is born. The one whom they had been waiting upon decade after decade after decade. The Lord is born. God himself is born. Come in the flesh. And then the angel continued saying, "And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." The angel says, here's a sign that you will see the Savior. Here's a sign that you're going to see the Christ, a sign that you will see the Lord. And that sign was a baby. A baby. A wrapped baby. Lying in a manger. A feeding trough for animals. Now, can you, again, imagine being a shepherd? Can you imagine what those scared out of their wits, probably on their faces, shepherds thought? The Savior? The Messiah? The Lord? The King? A baby in a manger. A baby in a barn. And shouldn't the Savior, shouldn't the King, shouldn't the Lord of heaven and earth be in a palace surrounded by kings and lords and nobility? Well, this Savior, this King, God in the flesh, was born in a stable, laid in a manger, announced to shepherds of all people, showing that he came not to be served, but he came to serve, and he came to serve you. He came to serve you even unto death. Death on a cross. And once, we're told, once this one angel finished speaking, the whole sky, if that wasn't enough for these shepherds, then the whole sky was filled with angels and light and glory and praising God. Glory to God in the highest. Join your voices with those angels. Join your voices with those shepherds, praising God that the Savior has come, that the Messiah has come, that the Lord has come. Jesus Christ is born, who came to serve you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice with the angels at the birth of your Son. We rejoice with the shepherds who went to Bethlehem to find that sign that the angels told of. We rejoice in a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Father, we rejoice that this babe is the one who has come to save the world and to save us. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We pray that you would give us hearts overflowing with joy as we celebrate the miracle of his coming, as we celebrate the wonder of his coming. Give us joy, Father. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.